on today's edition of Tourism Roundup, another highly successful staging of Jamaica Product Exchange JPEG's Travel Trade Show. And we visit Cave Valley in St. Anne for our No Jamaica feature. Stay with us. Each year, wholesalers, tour operators, and travel agents get to meet face-to-face with Jamaica's leading tourism suppliers over 2 days of pre-scheduled appointments. This is dubbed Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Travel Trade Show. JPEX is organized by the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, in partnership with the Jamaica Tourist Board. This year marked the 25th staging of the event, September 20 to 22, at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says this year's staging attracted 23 new tour operators.
Those are new buyer companies that have come into the destination who will hopefully be selling Jamaica from here on out. Of that 23, I think 17 or 18 of them are from Latin America, which is an emerging market that we are working to really grow as we try to continue to diversify our source markets.
Mr. Pennycook says the objectives of the trade show have been met over the 25 years as it continues to facilitate meetings between major buyers and small hoteliers in particular.
JPEX was first conceived to be helpful particularly to the smaller players, because the larger players in the industry can go to the world travel markets and the ITBs and the Caribbean marketplace of this world. The smaller players frankly cannot afford to do that. And so the purpose of JPEX at the end of the day was to really bring the buyers into the destination so they can, one, get to visit the destination again, get to see what's happening, what's new, etc., etc., but to also give the opportunity to the small players to negotiate with these buyers so they can really be participating in this whole industry.
A series of post-JPEX meetings are now being planned to allow stakeholders to review the event and ensure it gets better in the coming years. Jamaica's tourism prospects continue to improve, with another 1,600 rooms to be added to the sector in the near future. Speaking at the opening of JPEX 2015, Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil said ground will be broken this year for the construction of the new rooms.
The tourism sector is doing extremely well and continues to grow every year. We, 2 years ago, broke the 2 million mark, and that's a tremendous achievement. When you consider that in the Caribbean, only 4 countries are in that level, and Jamaica is one of them.
Demand for Destination Jamaica as an investment area continues to grow, even as a number of resorts across the island are being refurbished in a bid to improve product offerings in time for the start of the winter tourist season in December.
Our local partners, Sagicor, who has invested in a new property here in Jamaica, or Sandals, which is doing a series of renovations in its rooms, or new properties that are coming on stream, the Sensatori, Mool Palace, and Hyatt. So what is happening is that Jamaica is evolving.
And while the room stock continues to grow and improve, the tourism ministry is ensuring that attention is also being paid to attractions, cultural and heritage sites. Dr. McNeil is keen to note also that the welfare of tourism workers and Jamaicans on a whole will be given priority.
Our tourism sector is leading the economic renaissance here in Jamaica. What is happening now is that this investment is coming to Jamaica and it will create jobs for Jamaicans. But at the same time, what we're doing here in Jamaica is looking at tourism as a tool of social and economic development. It is a tool that allows the reach of tourism to get to every nook and cranny of Jamaica.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature, Cave Valley in St. Anne got its name because of its proximity to the large system of interconnecting limestone caves that stretch through the north and west of the island. The village is located on the banks of the Cave River and is not far from one of the major bases of activity for the first Maroons. Years later, the valley was still a Maroon stronghold, and so during the Maroon Wars, the English erected barracks on the banks of the river from where they launched their attacks. The ruins of the Cave Valley Regiment quarters are still visible today. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. One love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.